You gonna eat that? The woman is eyeing the tray the flight attendant has just set before me. I can't tell if she wants reassurance that I find it as repellent as she does, or if she's simply hungry and hopeful that I will hand my food over. I loosen my seatbelt, swivel in the narrow seat, and see that her face holds a challenge. Is she daring me to eat the food? It steams unappetizingly up at me, a squishy brown square of meat surrounded by a sticky stockade of potatoes that might have been mashed last year. The wrinkled gray peas look as if they were born in a laboratory test tube. The roll glows with such an unearthly lunar yellow that I can feel its chill before my fingers even touch the surface. The lettuce in the salad has gone brown at the edges, and the tomatoes are too tired to even pretend that nature intended them to be red. The dressing in its little cup stares up at me, bright orange. I stare back. "Nah," says the woman. "You won't eat that. Not our little Ruthie." Triumphantly, she snatches the neon roll from my plate. "I'd like your butter too, please," she says, reaching for it. I stop her hand in midair. "Do I know you?" I ask. She grins enigmatically, and I realize that she has a slight gap between her teeth. Her hair is blonde, and she's blousily attractive. For a moment, I wonder if she's Lauren Hutton. But what would Lauren Hutton be doing here, wedged into steerage, stealing my roll? "No," she says, retrieving her hand. She snags the butter. "But I know you. I even know why you're on this plane." "You do?" I say, rather stupidly. She has wolfed down the roll and now has her eye on the dubious meat. "Please," I say, "help yourself." She grabs the plate. "I didn't think that you would be eating this stuff," she says. "Truth be told, I'd be disappointed if you did." "But who do you think I am?" I ask. "Oh, sweetie," she says, the S hissing snake-like from the gap in her teeth. "I don't think I know. In fact, if you would be kind enough to tell me where you're gonna eat when we land in New York, you'd be doing me a big favor." "What on earth are you talking about?" I'm truly baffled now. She has gobbled up the protein, avoided the peas, and her pale blue eyes are staring longingly at the sad salad. "Be my guest," I say, holding out the plate. "Your picture is all over New York," she says, her mouth full of lettuce. "You're the restaurant critic of the Los Angeles Times, but you're about to become the most important restaurant critic in the world. You start at the New York Times on," she pauses for a moment, calculating, "Friday, September 3rd. She forks up the last of the salad and adds, "Every restaurant in town has your picture pinned to the bulletin board next to the specials of the day." "You can't be serious," I say. She nods her blonde head vigorously, and the lank hair whips across her face. As she shoves it out of her eyes, I notice that she's wearing a sparkly little bracelet that spells out Jackie in rhinestones, that her nails are covered with chipped purple polish, and that her muscled arms look as if they have carried a lifetime of heavy trays. "I am. The place I work is the world's best restaurant, but the boss has a standing offer of $500 to anyone who spots you. Forget anonymity. A good review from the New York Times is worth thousands," she considers for a few seconds. "Could be millions."